Mistakes were clearly made. And as a result, we let down the people we're entrusted to serve. This administration and this legislature will not allow the work that needs to be done to improve the people's lives in New Jersey to be delayed for any reason. Now, without a doubt, we will cooperate with all appropriate inquiries to ensure that this breach of trust does not happen again. I am the leader of this state and its people, and I stand here today proud to be both.
Chris Christie trying to not run and hide, but address this bridge scandal head on and move past it. That's where we begin here on this version of America Tonight. Unfortunately, like local news, we are leading with some pretty heavy stuff, including some shootings, which are unbelievable, and I hope none of you ever in your nooks and crannies ever have to go through anything like we saw in New Mexico and like we saw in a Florida movie theater. Also coming up this hour, a conversation. Do not go away. If you are in your car, sit in your car and wait for this. I mean, wait for this. We're going to have a conversation with Tim Cullen. He owns a pot dispensary. His store has exploded in Denver. He's had the store since 2009, and it was medical marijuana, people coming in for that. Now, since you can smoke pot and eat pot, I guess, essentially, too, in Denver, he's had to hire five new people, and he's had crowds ever since January 1st that are unbelievable. So he talks about that and what it's like and where he thinks the legalization of marijuana will go in this country. Tim Cullen, great conversation in our second segment of this hour here in America Tonight. So Chris Christie, let's clean that up for you. Give you the details. Tuesday, trying to push forward. You know, he's got that presidential ambition that's whirling around him, and he wants to get past the controversy. So he repeatedly emphasized an effort to work together in a bipartisan way in New Jersey to address what's happened and move forward. But I don't know how you move forward when you have this problem of explaining how you have an aide and wielding enough power to close down lanes on the George Washington Bridge. I think it still may follow him a little bit. Whether or not that completely obliterates presidential chances, I'm not sure, because we still have enough time that there are other things that could happen. But 4 days of that, people calling the governor's office and being furious about the fact that they were stuck for hours and hours and hours. The controversy won't necessarily be that easy to completely shove aside, especially with others running that would be willing, that would be asked the question and it'll come up. It's not going to just be buried and that's it. In fact, the New Jersey State Assembly Committee investigating it made public 2,000 pages of documents pretty much suggesting that politics was behind the unannounced lane closures on the Jersey side of the bridge last September that caused traffic gridlock in Fort Lee. And this goes back to, once again, if you missed this story, the mayor of Fort Lee, New Jersey, refusing to endorse Christie, his main aide, upset about it and pulling some strings, apparently, that's what he's saying, to have those lane closures happen, and this was all caught up in a flurry of emails. So Christie fired the one advisor for her role in that scandal, Bridget Kelly, and others who just left their job. And just he just apologizes wherever he goes that he was blindsided. And I think the problem with that is, if you completely buy it, do we want another president who is getting blindsided by things, as not doesn't know that that's happening, has no idea what's going on with the George Washington Bridge in this case, and especially because people were calling up and complaining. And then you have this other thing that the feds are looking into as to whether or not Christie improperly used Superstorm Sandy relief money to produce those tourism ads promoting the Jersey Shore's recovery, where his family was in it. And it's $25 million of the funds that were used for the marketing campaign. The Stronger Than the Storm was what it was called. And they say that this was approved by the Obama administration and developed to show that the New Jersey Shore was open for business months after the storm that just devastated parts of the Mid-Atlantic in October of 2012. But they're still auditing it with, they're saying, is a normal process, that they normally do this anyway. It's not something that they haven't done before. So everybody's cooperating and there's not any great controversy here, at least yet. There's no controversy. There's plenty of controversy over, once again, another school shooting in Roswell, New Mexico, where you have a boy that goes into school, goes into the gym where other students are there out of the cold, pulls out a shotgun, shoots a girl, shoots a boy, both who have had surgeries. Then a teacher stands in front of him, convinces him to drop the gun, and now you have this terrible situation where we hope these kids pull through. It looks good, but you don't know. But it's still a stunning turn of events. How does this happen? What was going through his mind? I mean, we're talking about middle schoolers, 11, 12, 13 years old. How does that happen? What is the why there? What drives him? Is this a bullying thing? Has nothing to do with it? Is it something else? What is it? It's the why question that they might find out here in this case, because he wasn't shot. And then what is he tried as? He's a juvenile. And on the young end of being a juvenile. But what do you say to those families? You make that phone call. Sorry, your son was shot in the neck and the head. Sorry that happened. We can't explain it right now. We're trying to figure it out. But luckily a teacher, a hero teacher, disarmed the student and allowed the gun to be pointed right at him. And the kid could have pulled the trigger there, too. So now we just keep asking that same question. If you're a parent, does the school have any kind of a security plan? You have to have one nowadays. You have to have one because you don't know what you're confronting when you go to school. Stay with us. We're talking pot next in Colorado. And just how big are these sales? Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
Yes, I am. Very excited to welcome to the program Tim Cullen. He's in high demand these days, without a doubt, from Evergreen Apothecary. And Evergreen is a marijuana dispensary, of course, medical marijuana, think about that. And now the approval of the sale of recreational marijuana, as we have seen what happened in Colorado. So available retail-wise starting January 1st. And long, long lines, and it's just absolutely gone crazy. Tim Cullen, again, thank you so much for coming on ATN.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So when all of a sudden the retail becomes available, what was it like that first day when people started to come to the store?
Well, the preparation for it started months ahead of time. We started stockpiling and getting ready for big crowds. We looked at our busiest day historically, which was 420 the year before, and we did about 115 sales. And so we doubled that number. And so we had about 100 or 250 t-shirts and certificates printed. And we were out of those in the first couple hours. We did almost 500 sales the first day.
Wow, 500 sales. And we should say Evergreen Apothecary, of course, is near Denver, Colorado. And when you say you just ran out just right at the beginning, what about product-wise? Because how do you keep up with that demand?
So we're never going to run out. We harvest our garden perpetually. In Colorado, you have to be in control of your own supply. It's called vertically integrated. And so we have our own warehouses that we do production in. And so even if we were to run low, we always have another harvest the following week coming up. So product-wise, we're in good shape. But the most surprising thing was dealing with the large crowds. We never saw that as one of our major challenges. But there has never not been a line out the store. Tomorrow will be 14 straight days of that.
Wow, 14 straight days. Did you have to hire more people to accommodate this?
Oh, absolutely. I've hired 5 people for the retail side this week. We're also expanding into 2 new warehouse spaces, so I'll be looking to hire another 20 people in the next 6 weeks or so. But we're kind of like Disneyland in the sense that for every Mickey Mouse you see in the front, there's 5 people making that happen behind the scenes. So we're heavier on the gardening side than we are on the retail side. But, yeah, we're absolutely hiring.
You've got like 30 strains is what I was told. You have 30 strains at Evergreen. What's the most popular of all the stuff you sell?
You know, the cannabis is the most popular. We'll have 30 strains on the shelf on any given day. We actually grow about 75 different strains. Popularity is just all over the board. It's I couldn't say one thing is selling better than another. We rotate through our products literally hourly. We're restocking the shelves, so it's just constant.
Do you find it now that and you mentioning hiring other people when some people come in, because before you were dealing with medical marijuana and people come in and maybe the first time they need explanations and all of that, but are you finding that you're having to help people who don't know much about marijuana and they, let's say, want to try it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And part of our whole deal is a public education campaign too. There are new laws that are associated with retail cannabis, and so not only are we advising people that edibles are probably stronger than you think and cannabis is probably stronger than what you've had in the past, but just the idea that you can't cross state lines with it, that distribution and reselling is strictly prohibited, and just making sure that people understand what's expected of them when they leave the store is as much our responsibility as the as educating them about the products that they're choosing.
Do people, when they come in, do they have to show a driver's license or anything like that?
They do. Every person that walks in the door has to get carded, number one, to establish that they're 21 years of age, and then number two, to establish residency. How the law is set up, Colorado residents can purchase an ounce or 28 grams of cannabis, and a non-resident can purchase 7 grams or a quarter of an ounce of cannabis. So it doesn't matter how old they are, everyone has to get carded so that we can determine those two things.
The 7 grams or quarter of an ounce, are you finding that a lot of people are coming in from other places who are curious, or they're tourists, or they're there in the area?
We have, but I think it's a little skewed. When the first few days we were open, about 30% of the people that came through the doors were from out of state, and actually a handful from out of the country. But it was also over the holidays. It was right on New Year's Day. So I think some people were just in town taking advantage of that. But I have talked to people who have driven quite far distances, as far as New York and Las Vegas, to get here strictly for the purchase of retail cannabis. But I think a lot of the crowds that we're seeing from out of state really are just in town for the holidays. So I'm not sure we'll see that consistently, but yeah, a higher number than I would have thought.
And the people that come in, as you know, have had to stock up with staff and whatnot, are the demographics all over the board, or no, it's mostly, you know, 18 to 34 or 21 to, you know, 44?
Yeah. You would be shocked. It is all across the board, all shapes, sizes, and colors. I've seen people who are 80 years old and obviously 21 years old also. It really is all the way across the board. And I think what's cool about it is that when people get the opportunity to make a choice between alcohol and cannabis, I'm seeing a lot of people are choosing cannabis now that it's legal in Colorado.
Do you think this, in seeing this and what people see, that this will lead to, you know, a lot of other states are trying to legalize marijuana? Do you think Colorado becomes, and I guess Washington in a sense too, do they become the forerunners for this? Do you think that this, you know, 10 years from now, it'll look differently across the country?
I never thought I would see it in my lifetime, and now I think it's going to happen relatively quick. The model that Colorado has in place is something that could be replicated in any state. There's an internal excise tax from the grow to the store that's at about 15%, and we pay that internally. And then there's a 22% tax at the point of sale. And the first $20 million is earmarked for construction of new schools in Colorado, and they're absolutely going to hit that goal, and probably earlier than they thought. So I think with a model that follows the mantra of tax cannabis and legalize cannabis, and then to see it actually work with literally no issues through the whole rollout, I think you are going to see it expand across the United States and quicker than I think a lot of people have thought in the past.
Yeah, if somebody comes in, they want to get an ounce now. You know, they're over 21. They live in Denver. When can they come back to the store after they come in today? When can they come back?
So that is that is something that has to be considered. The right now it's a lot like a liquor store purchase. If you go to the liquor store, they don't write down Kate bought a 12 pack. When you walk out the door, they're not allowed to track your sales. And the same is true with cannabis. So it is possible for people to make multiple purchases during the day. But how the pricing has been set and how a lot of stores are limiting purchase amounts, I just don't think it would be worth it. And I think a lot of that is also helping keep that cannabis to the person that bought it and also limiting the temptation to ship it out of the country, which I think as prohibition ends throughout the country, you're just not going to see that happening anymore because people can get it locally. So just won't be an issue any longer.
Tim, for you, do you think you'll expand with this much interest?
We are expanding, although it's at a snail's pace because it takes almost 5.5 months from seed to a finished product. And so we're ramping up new warehouses and hiring staff, and we're moving quickly behind the scenes, but that'll be sometime toward the end of summer that we actually grow to meet the demand. And we're not unusual. Almost all the stores in town are in that same boat. So everyone is snatching up land and warehouse space to meet the new demand. But there's nothing you can do to make the process faster. At the end of the day, they really are plants and they take time to grow.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, look, we have less than a minute. Did you think you were going to do this when you were a kid? Did you think you'd own a dispensary? You'd own a store?
I did not think that, and I think I really shocked my parents when I first told them that I was going to do that. I was a high school teacher in a former life, but those are two totally disconnected parts now. So I think my parents were pretty surprised when I changed directions like that. But it has been a really exciting ride. It hasn't always been fun, and like every small business, we struggled at the beginning. But it seems to have worked out fairly well for us right now. We're really excited to be here and really in the right time at the right place and able to be a part of history.
Boy, no kidding. That's true. Tim Cullen, Evergreen Apothecary, thanks so much for coming on ATN.
All right. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
Tonight, we always say, send us your thoughts, man. You're stuck somewhere, you're at work, you're a third shifter, and you think, I want to call that show, but I can't. So flip us an email. I am blown away by the amount of email that I get from the listeners all over the country, and I'm inviting any of you to do the same thing. You have some thoughts on whether we need to lock down the schools because of these shootings that keep happening, or what's going on as far as public place shootings, things like the movie theater thing in Tampa, do they need to have metal detectors? Wouldn't that be the worst? Oh, to have to go through a metal detector, get a shakedown going to a theater. Yeah, you don't want to be too crazy over the top, and that situation is just so sad. Actually, New Mexico and Florida, terrible situations, and a lot of you were thinking about it, because that's the bulk of the email. So, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
All right, this one from Anderson, who says, Kate, I just read the story. today about the teacher who stood in front of the kid with the gun in Roswell, and bravo to him, because easily he could be dead. Instead, he talks the kid into putting the gun down. Too bad two other kids were shot, 12 years old, and now his life ruined, and two others, and countless kids who witnessed that frightened by it. I don't imagine there's any school in America where 10, 11, 12, 13-year-old kids and beyond aren't talking about the possibility of a shooting, and that in itself is tragic and says something about our society. Yeah, it is tragic. I mean, the teacher standing in front of the gun, the kid with the gun, is wonderful. Wonderful in the sense that he did it. He acted, boom. We've seen this play out at other schools, and he didn't grab kids, run away, which he would have been helping those kids, theoretically, but he stopped it from maybe getting worse. Now, why did he shoot? That's what you want to know. What was it? Well, we know the answer to that. It would be helpful to know it. Was there a bully situation? Was it just something clicked off in it? Was it a home situation? Was it nothing to do with anything? Well, you know, let's find out what that story is. Here's another one. This one from Bill in Illinois. I can't imagine being a teacher these days. I used to teach, and I loved every moment of it. We had control in the classrooms. We weren't being second guessed, and we didn't have them breathing fire down our necks about test scores. Now it's a whole different ball game. I wonder if these things that are happening to schools will chase away some of the best and the brightest in the country, and that would be a crying shame. Any parent in America who doesn't go to their school board meetings and lobby for security is just plain ignorant. There's no way you can bury your head in the sand anymore, because I think that this is something that we see crop up every couple of months. So all schools should have security. Well, that's what's being questioned is, do you have a security plan at your school? What is the plan? Is there guards? Is there bulletproof glass? Do kids go through metal detectors? You know, what is it? What's going on at the schools? When I was going to school from grade school, which was 1 through 8 for me, in high school, not even a thought in my head that some person off the street would enter and come and try to grab one of us or do something. Never, ever, ever thought about that. Worried about it. Checked out surroundings. Now it's different, though. Those days are long gone. But you certainly don't want to raise a bunch of kids that are frightened to death and can't live a life where they can have a conversation with a stranger and not worry that something horrible is going to happen. But where do you draw, where do you draw up those lines? What do you tell kids so that they're not freaked out about a situation, but they're aware of possibilities? And the two kids that were shot in the gym, that's just awful what happened there, a boy and a girl. And those parents getting that phone call must have been so traumatic. And having to make that phone call is traumatic. Here's one from Joe in Jersey. And Joe says, Kate, thank goodness we have something else to talk about besides the bridge and Chris Christie, although it's not a good thing to talk about. I go to a lot of matinees because I work a weird schedule. And working nights, it is kind of fun to be able to wake up and do that. And I'm a movie fanatic. It's a chance to relax. I do have to admit, I look around in the theater. I look for exits and I pay attention to the people around me way before this thing in Florida happened. Certainly we've seen other things, and Colorado was the worst example of what happened at a premiere. But it is a different time that we live in. And it is, as you have talked about on the show, it is your personal responsibility to make sure you're aware of the surroundings, of where you are. You can no longer not check out public places, sad to say, although I feel like we can still enjoy the freedoms that the United States and the life here has to offer. You just have to exercise more caution. Well, I guess that's it. I guess you don't have to be crazed about it, but it's good to look around. However, if we say that you go into this movie theater, it's in a suburb of Tampa, you're there to see Lone Survivor, for goodness sake, about a hero and his comrades and that story in Afghanistan. The guy behind you is a retired cop with his wife. You're there with your wife on a rare day off. You're watching, you're getting ready to watch the movie, you're texting your daughter, and you're going to shut down your text, but the guy behind you, this retired cop, freaks out, and you get into it with him, and then the next thing you know, you're shot. And the next thing you know, people are trying to give you CPR, you die on the way to the hospital, that's it, end of story. And your family's stunned, the people around you are stunned, the family of the cop stunned, everybody. That just, you know what, just that hair trigger moment. Wow. And then the course of history is altered for all. No bail. No bail for the police officer, the ex-police officer, retired police officer. And his son is a cop. And what's that like, going back to the job, knowing that he was delayed getting to the theater? He was going to meet his mother and his father, and I guess you can't go to the if question. You think why drives you crazy. If would be even worse. But if he had been there, would it have had a, would there be a different outcome? Perhaps he could have reached over and stopped him, but there was nobody to stop him. It happened in an instant, and you know, forever now changes his family. Who, what, how do they deal with this? Either side of this is just awful. You have a 43-year-old man shot dead in a theater, falls back in a theater, 71-year-old retired police officer enjoying the fruits of his labor, supposedly, with his wife, waiting for the cop's son. There are really no good words for this, except for being aware of your surroundings. That's it. And hopefully being able to stop something from like that from happening. But theaters are dark. And it certainly has nothing to do, it certainly has nothing to do with the family. I mean, the wife, what's she thinking? She's sitting next to him. You see that they're getting into it. You're not thinking that's going to happen. Cop says, bad news and shame on the son. Harmony says it's not the son's fault. And, boy, I'll tell you, going back on that job would be really tough for the son. I mean, I think the police department in general in dealing with this, and then the families of the victim. I mean, hey, let's not forget the victim. So if he threw some popcorn on the guy, had some angry words, whatever, it doesn't matter. You don't shoot, so there is no stand your ground in the movie theater. Oh, my, oh, my. All right, careening back to your emails quickly. This one from Justin, who says, thumbs up to the teacher for disarming the student. Way to go. I hope the governor honors him. I think that'd be a smart thing to do. Well, she definitely mentioned him when at a news conference talking about the situation. Here's another one from Jake, who frequently emails us in Austin. Jake says, I can hardly believe the details of what I have read about this retired police officer shooting someone at a movie theater. There is no way, the sheriff is right, there is no way stand your ground will work in his defense. God bless the families. What a terrible, terrible thing. Remember, you can email the show at any time, americatonight.net.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terriganix. Pro EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We do have to deal with the debt ceiling here in the coming months, and no decisions have been made about how we're going to proceed, but I'm encouraged that we are going to proceed. No one wants to default on our debt.
Whatever, John Boehner, Speaker of the House. Here we go again. Numbers, numbers, numbers. Default, no default. Let's get her done. That's that expression. Just do it. Just finish it up, and let's move on. And for goodness sake, how about a real budget process? How about dealing with this stuff head on instead of at the last moment and not cramming something down our throat that nobody really wants to live with? Final stretch here in this Hour of America tonight. Let's go out to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick, how are you?
Pretty good. This Chris Christie gave his day with Satan. Stage. She gave his resignation in there when he got done.
When he got done telling everybody that he was, he didn't say he was innocent, yeah, but he talked about how it's pushing forward the state of New Jersey. I think the idea of the presidency is too exciting to him, but I think he is not on that short list anymore.
Well, he said, he never talks to that guy that actually ordered the shutdown, but they got pictures of them two standing together on the third day of the shutdown.
I know.
So
it's not true.
Stand there and take pictures of him and say you didn't talk to him at all. You know, so he knew what was going on.
Yeah, he had to have known. I mean, he knew something was going on. I just can't believe that he had no attack. You know, you just, and this is me, my interpretation of it. usually when, you know, Rick, it's like if someone's trying to tell you a story, it's like when people have kids, they know when the kids are fibbing because they go on and on and on and on.
Uh-huh.
And he, the two-hour press conference, how much, why would you have a two-hour press conference? Hey, I'll take a few questions. I didn't know. Dumb me. Boom. But it just went on and on and on. It didn't feel right to me. I thought, I don't know. It just didn't look right to me. It looks like he's just trying to talk his way out of it.
Yeah, it sounds like Dallas. I agree. He didn't do nothing wrong.
Right.
But did Dallas get, didn't he get caught when he was the Texas Rangers?
Didn't he get caught?
Yeah.
So, Alex Rodriguez?
Yeah, went to Texas.
No, he didn't get caught. He never got caught with any of the testings because once he started doing that, the guy who ran the clinic was teaching him how to not get caught. That was part of their deal, part of their arrangement. He was paying him a ton of money, and he never got caught. And in fact, those accusations and all that stuff didn't really touch him until he was in New York.
Oh, he's got accused of using.
Yeah, it would just, sometimes people would just wonder, speculate, but it didn't really touch him. Not when he was in Texas. That happened more once he went to New York. Then also more people were talking about it then, too.
The other thing, too, is they weren't testing for steroids.
I couldn't remember where you got.
Yeah, they weren't testing for steroids. Yeah, right? Is that what you're saying, Matt? Matt said that.
Yeah, they weren't testing for steroids until he got
in that era.
To the Yankees.
Well, because remember, that was the part of the big controversy. Everybody was all over Bud Selig, and he would keep talking about what the policy, and they're discussing it. And remember, everybody's trotted, not everybody, but the handful of guys that were trotted up in front of Congress, Mark McGuire and Rafael Palmeiro and Roger Clemens, that ushered in that whole conversation about steroid use. But was there steroid use in baseball? But Matt's right, they weren't testing for it then. And in any other case, he wasn't coming up for anything in any test, period. I mean, anything else he was doing on the side. So, and now the ship has sailed. He's not going to play any more baseball.
Oh, they said the Yankees signed an infielder today, I guess. So,
yeah.
They're planning on not having him around.
No way.
Yeah,
there's no way. I think he's done, too. I think deservedly so. It's deservedly so he's done because he needs to be gone.
Yeah. He can go famous very long.
Well, you know, they have a club. It's called the Asterisk Club, and they all hang out. So he can go hang out with them. It's, you know, it's kind of, people like clubs, guys like clubs, so this is their own special place that they can all hang out. And those are guys that will never be in the Hall of Fame unless it's after they're long gone. But even then, I just think that baseball, especially with the writers, they just want to avoid this whole thing. They don't want to have anyone in that they know for sure has been nailed for that. And he falls into that category, and he falls into the category, too, of being disliked by a lot of people for the attitude and for some of the stuff that he's done besides the obvious with the steroids and whatnot, and especially with when you have the Genesis Clinic guy saying that A-Rod wanted a whole formula, and the formula, what to do and how to beat the test and all of that, you know, is there really a lot of questions about it? The answer is no. Hey, we got something to follow up with here. You know, the whole thing with the mix-up with the planes, the ultimate punchline to a bunch of jokes in the last couple of days. Not funny for the people on the flight, though. Remember this Southwest flight that had to land on a tiny runway? A dispatcher who was seated in the cockpit jump seat when this flight landed at the wrong airport was also placed on paid leave as they're investigating what happened here, saying that... Now with this whole mix-up, there's another person in the 737 cockpit, so it's raising other questions about it. They want to know whether the dispatcher distracted the pilot when they ended up going to the wrong airport, but that's ridiculous. Pilot distraction? Yes, we have a third person in the plane. in the cockpit, and we cannot figure out what runway we're going to. So this was a flight that left, to remind you, Chicago Midway Airport and ended up in a teeny tiny airstrip, which is unbelievable. The landing near Branson, Missouri, and luckily landing where you were burning rubber and you could smell the rubber, the people on the plane said, and it was a hard landing, but it didn't. They didn't go over the embankment. Then it would have been disastrous. Who knows what would have happened then with the landing of this plane. So for now, while it's being investigated, they're on paid leave. Paid leave. They're looking at human factors, what happened there, and how was this the visual landing that everybody's talking about, and, you know, how often, this is part of the conversation, how often is this being, is this happening that we don't realize that it's happening is the frightening thing, I think. The plane stopped 500 feet from the end of the runway. If the plane had overshot the runway, it would have gone down that embankment, and then it would have been on the highway, which, who knows. You know, is it really enough, though? It's like the cruise ships. So the plane lands at the wrong spot. You've got to get on a bus and go to another airport 9 miles away and then go to the destination. Is it enough to apologize personally to each passenger, refund the ticket, give them future travel credit? How much travel credit do you get? How much? How much is enough? Oh, the plane might have caught on fire. It might have gone over the embankment. It might have gone into the highway. But we didn't. That didn't happen, so thank goodness, and got you to your destination. You know, what's that worth? What's it worth? I think there's no amount of credit that they could give me, but they have to do something, and if I'm running the airline, that's the first call I make. The first thing I'm saying is automatic refund, no questions, nothing, give it to them, and give them future travel. But I think that's one of the scariest stories of this week. One of the scariest. The most horrific thing is certainly the theater and now the shooting at the school in Roswell, New Mexico, and the kids being shot. But the teacher stepping in to intervene is the best part of that story. Thank goodness it wasn't worse. Thank you for listening to America Tonight.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.